Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, April 15th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we are going to discuss the demise of our civilization, of our culture, our religion. That is Western civilization. We are going to look at its destruction and ask ourselves, is it worth saving? The destruction of our culture and our families and our religion and of Western civilization itself. It all starts with power, the lust for power. As I've said many times on these podcasts, power corrupts the mind and the morals. That quote comes from a letter written to Bishop Creighton by Lord Acton in 1887. He said, quote, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why great men are almost always bad men. In Western civilization, democratic leaders do not derive their power from themselves, but from institutions based on popularly mandated policies. That is the rule of law that has existed as Western civilization for 800 years. 800 years exactly, because 2015, June 19th to be exact, is the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta. In the year 1215 at Runnymede, England, King John signed a document, the Magna Carta, that recognized for the first time that the law applied to the king and to the subject alike. Even the king was subject to the law, and most importantly, King John accepted that. He accepted that limitation on himself, the rule of law, is the story of Western civilization, and as the story of modern constitutional government, it is still unfolding. Fundamental principles such as due process, equal protection, trial by jury, the right to a speedy trial, and the right to travel freely are all concepts emanating from the Magna Carta and thus are part of Western civilization. To ignore the advantages of these things would leave us unmoored by constitutional boundaries. Without that, the principles we just mentioned become just ideals we once believed in. What are the anchors, then, of Western civilization and the rule of law? I argue that these are culture, family, and religion. Coincidentally, these are the things under severe attack by those who seek to destroy Western civilization. Wars of culture seek to destroy the culture of the enemy because that is the source of the enemy's values. People gain strength and take their identities from their values. To destroy them is to destroy their morale and make them believe that what they once held dear is actually worthless. That in turn destroys their individuality, and then they can be merged as one into the collective. That is exactly what is happening in America today. I argue culture, family, and religion influence the way we behave. The way we behave has consequences, economic, social, and political consequences. The first sociologist to recognize this, he called the Protestant ethic, and to write about it, the way it influences us, was Max Weber. In his book, Protestantism and the Rise of Capitalism, Mr. Weber attributed the success of North America and Europe to the culture that the Protestant faith produced. He saw it like this. Your chosen vocation is a calling from God. Doing well in your calling is a sign of God's favor, and thus envy and strife are not appropriate. God's blessing meant financial success, but it was a sin to squander that success on wasteful luxuries. The result was that Protestant societies were propelled forward to prosperity. Western civilization benefited greatly from the Christian faith. So Christianity and the culture it produced had to be destroyed. So there is no natural law, no law of nature's God from which the common law emanated, only statutory law, which is law made up by politicians, law which can be changed at anyone's whim. It is based on nothing but the empty promises of empty politicians. to destroy our sense of belonging, our sense of identity, our sense of self-worth. The individual must be made to understand that he is unimportant. He is even irrelevant, except as part of the collective. Christianity teaches that each individual is important, so important, in fact, that God created each one in his own image. So Christianity and its resulting culture must be destroyed. Contrast this Protestant ethic, this Christianity emphasis on the individual, with Islam. No individuality there, folks. No need to search for God-given rights, since none exist. Instead, God is arbitrary and capricious. So Islam is okay to the new culture. Even terrorists are okay, because they are simply an oppressed minority. The founders understood the laws of nature and of nature's God, as stated by Mr. Jefferson in his Declaration of Independence, to protect individual rights, is why they wrote the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights and the Constitution as a whole are simply anachronisms today in our closed mind society. Individual thinking and the search for truth are just about gone from America. Unless what we find in our search for the truth serves the politically correct collectivist mentality of today, and it is difficult, if not impossible, to obtain power unless we serve the collective and thus participate in our own destruction, hoping, I guess, perhaps, that they will get to us last. Western civilization is definitely worth saving, folks. But finally, how will this all end? Badly, I predict. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Until next time, this is Darrell Kessel. Thanks for listening.